Robin Hood Radio presents the commentary of Don Morrison. Don is a former editor at Time Magazine. He's an author, lecturer, and member of the Berkshire Eagle Advisory Board.
Welcome to the first 100 days. That's when a new president tries to get as much stuff done as he can before the excitement wears off and the reality sets in. The so-called 100 days actually originated in France. In 1815, Napoleon escaped from exile on the Mediterranean island of Elba and reclaimed his throne. 14 weeks later, his forces were defeated at Waterloo, and he abdicated for good. Napoleon's 100 days produced little in the way of accomplishments, but they did give birth to one of the most famous palindromes in history. Palindrome, of course, is a phrase that spelled the same way forwards and backwards. Here's Napoleon's. Able was I ere I saw Elba. You gotta see it in print for the full effect. Nobody knows who wrote it, though it was initially credited to the emperor himself. The 100 days idea was first applied to the presidency in 1932. Newly elected Franklin D. Roosevelt called Congress back into session for about that long to deal with the Great Depression. He pushed through 76 measures to kickstart his New Deal economic and social reforms. Since then, every new president has been measured by that 100-day yardstick. Nobody has eclipsed FDR, but Harry Truman came close in terms of laws passed, 55, Barack Obama in foreign countries visited, 9, and JFK in approval rating on day 100 at 83%. How will Joe Biden stack up? Well, he is not shy about his goals. In the next 100 days, he plans to rejoin the Paris Climate Accord and the WHO, the World Health Organization, reform the immigration system, extend the moratorium on evictions and foreclosures, pause student loan payments, impose a nationwide mask mandate, and vaccinate 100 million people. He can do much of that through executive orders. Big stuff, like his $1.9 trillion COVID relief plan, need congressional approval. That could be a problem. Republicans hold half the Senate and are not eager to help. Actually, this 100 days thing isn't all that important. A president should be judged on his entire term. The last 100 days are just as crucial as the first. We've seen that from our outgoing president's chaotic exit. You see, presidencies are a lot like palindromes. Successful ones look just as good when read from the end as from the beginning. I'm Don Morrison.
Don Morrison is an author and editor. He's taught at universities in the United States, Europe, and Asia. He's the European editor of the British magazine Port and a member of the Berkshire Eagle Advisory Board. He lives in Paris, Miami, and in Berkshire County.